Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to our Press Pass conversation.
Thanks for having me.
You recently wrote about an open letter that was issued to the Buffalo school teachers from the school board directly, and the board thought that this was a better way to communicate with some Buffalo City school teachers than through their union, the Buffalo Teachers Federation. I spoke with city school teacher Jeff Grossi last week, and he's teaching at the former Bennett. He said he didn't receive the letter, but he responded to the contents of it.
My union has been very clear on the contract offer, if that's what you want to call it, made to us. And it's insulting. And it continues to be insulting. It's really sad that the district wants to claim that, you know, we don't know what's going on when we do know what's going on. I don't think they're the ones that know what's going on.
What are your thoughts? Some of the teachers did not receive the letter.
You know, I've heard that, too, from some teachers. I'm not sure. You know, it seems like it was emailed out to teachers, and it appears that maybe there's some glitch with how the district emailed it out. I did hear from teachers that didn't receive the letter. I did hear from teachers who did, similar to the teacher that you have recorded. I've also heard frustration from teachers about how this message was received. It seems like the intention of the board and the district was to be really transparent about what they've put on the table. But a lot of the feedback I am hearing is like a lot of teachers felt like it was a slap in the face. I think not just, you know, as the teacher you talk to notes, there's this assumption that the union is being deceitful or the teachers aren't understanding the package. But I'm also hearing a lot about the tone of the letter. You know, it's very direct. It's very kind of putting it out on the table. Here's what we want. Here's what we expect more of you. And I think, you know, a lot of teachers out there who are becoming increasingly frustrated with both sides of this process, you know, this is just another kind of turn of the screw that no one knows, you know, whether it's ever going to go anywhere.
And one of the things, of course, that they're asking for is an expanded school day, expanded school year. Now, that particular teacher said, well, I don't mind so much having a longer day, but I want to be compensated for it. Most likely any worker would want that.
The Buffalo Teachers Federation has been quick to point out, and this has become kind of a sticking point in these negotiations, under the receivership legislation, the state law calls for any additional time to be compensated at the normal rate for teachers. The offer they've put on the table would compensate teachers at a lower rate, as well as extend the school day universally. I've had conversations with board members about that piece, and you know what I'm hearing is, you know, we just can't afford to expand the school day at all of our schools at the rate that we're paying now. But, you know, I think teachers are noticing that they are being expected and asked to do a lot more. And I think there is a feeling out there that the compensation rate is not matching the additional duties they would be asked to take on.
Your most recent article over the weekend about Superintendent Cash ready to begin his reforms really hinges on all this with the teachers union.
His sense when you talk to him, I think his plan is to just keep moving, keep plowing until someone stops him. You know, there are things he can do that wouldn't affect the union contract. For example, if he wants to introduce a new career program at one of these receivership schools, if he wants to enter into a partnership with the county or the police department to do a community schools model, he can go ahead and do those things. It is the contractual pieces that could be a sticking point. And as we've talked about before, the receivership case looks like it's very well headed to court. I'm hearing that NYSED is expecting to file a lawsuit probably mid-December, so we'll probably see that right before the holidays. And it's not clear to anyone really at this point, because this is new territory. Would a judge come in and issue an immediate injunction that would stop Cash from making contractual changes? Or would this, you know, would he be able to just move forward until a judge actually rules on it? Nobody really knows. You know, but I think we will see some of that coming in the next couple of weeks.
So would the things that he's calling for as far as best practices in the classroom, he wants teachers to be more accountable about what happens in their classroom and he wants more observation, would that fall under the contract?
That'll be an interesting thing to see how that plays out, because, you know, another thing that you didn't just mention is the period. That is something in the contract. There's nothing in the receivership law that included the longer class period. So I would imagine that if he does want to lengthen those class periods, he's probably going to hear about it from the union. And the observation piece becomes difficult because it becomes a logistical how you're defining it. If it's just a walkthrough, the principal pops in, it's not something that's really being used for an evaluation or an assessment under the APPR system, it sounds like that's okay. But at the same time, I could foresee an argument of how do you define that and how do you know what this observer's doing? So my guess is that those are the kinds of things you'll see challenged by the union if he does choose to implement them.
And now, according to this letter that was sent out, the last bargaining session was supposed to be held November 24th. Did anything occur at that point?
They did meet prior to Thanksgiving and had a meeting. And my understanding is that they have one additional meeting scheduled without the conciliator. As this has been going, they seem to meet, schedule one more meeting, come back to the table, meet, schedule one more meeting. And this next time that they plan to meet, it will be without the conciliator who was brought in. So I'm not sure if that's an indication of anything.
Tiffany Lankus, Buffalo News education reporter, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.